American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We'll take it back, ladies and gentlemen, one FRN at a time. Well, actually, the disposal of it. This is John Stadtmiller. You're listening to the National Intel Report on this Monday, 19th of October, 2009. And if you weren't with us last hour, which a lot of you have been doing, you'll tune into the second hour of my program. Well, you just missed the first hour. My guests today, Ronald P. McDonald and Dr. Robert Rowan. The book, They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. And, gentlemen, this is a seminal moment for me because I, like yours, you probably read Creature from Jekyll Island. You've probably read books by Eustace Mullins on the Federal Reserve. But that only stopped as to the creation of it and declaring what it is without saying exactly how this affects all of us. Now you've tied in the commerce clauses, the Uniform Commercial Code, the commerce clauses. And in this hour, I also want to talk about the Administrative Procedures Act of 1948, Reconstruction in 1867, and we can cover other subjects. But for intents and purposes of what we're talking about here, is this is a foreign commodity, just like a foreign-made vehicle or something else that's shipped into this country, with one difference. There is a lien against this currency, the Federal Reserve notes, which means you are liened. Every stick of furniture, every building, every brick, every mortar, everything in this country is liened. Okay? We own nothing. Understand that. You may be sitting in your living room listening to the show right now. Look around your living room. Do you own your furniture? Do you own your house? Do you own the property that it sits on? You may think that you do, but you do not. Let's go back to the phones here. Gary in Georgia. Thanks for holding, Gary.
Hey, hello, John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you got to get to me quicker because so much comes up. Good Lord.
Well, that's the nature of radio, sir. But,
yeah, I know. I guess it is.
Jump
hey,
in.
Couple of things. First thing, I really understand what you're saying. You know, I've been researching stuff for about 40 years, and I had a website, and I used to put stuff up, and really, honestly, nobody cares. Well, I'll take that back. There was a guy in China that cared. He emailed me one time, and he said, "Old man, very wise, write great book." thinking, well, there's a guy that cares, but good Lord, he's not the guy I'm preaching to.
Well, yeah, but isn't it also the Chinese that come up with a thing that said, may you live in interesting times? I think that was a Chinese curse, wasn't it?
He was right, and
yeah.
We are.
Yeah, that's right.
And maybe it was the same guy. Okay, now about the book. Those guys have done a great job on the book. I've got the e-book. This is a book that you really got to, I don't recommend anybody buying that. This is a book that you really got to buy the hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to highlight stuff in that and mark pages.
Gary, hang on a second. We're getting interrupted by one of these breaks here. So just hang on one second. Any comments or questions that you have for my guest today, you can do that after the break. Mike, Kurtman, Terry, Dave, and others, everybody hang on. We'll get to your calls right after this.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Gary in Georgia, did you have a question in there?
Yeah, I do. Somewhere I read a few years ago, I've been looking for that book. I know I have it here, but I can't find it. And it was something about the Admiralty Court. And if you go to court and there's a gold fringe on the flag, that's an indication that you're in that court. Now, do these guys know anything about that?
I want to comment on that from the last caller as well. The gold fringe is a military insignia. But where I wanted to go with this was the courts. The Judiciary Act of 1789 created courts of the United States. And if you read the oath of office that the judges had to take, they took an oath that said that they would be in agreement with the Constitution and laws of the United States. In agreement with. Now, at that time, the Coinage Act of 1792 provided that the money of accounts of the courts was gold coin and silver coin, lawful tender coin, as coined under the Coinage Act. In 1933, Roosevelt stole the wealth of the American people at gunpoint. Literally stole it. It was the greatest heist in history. There was no longer any lawful money for the courts. So the courts of the United States couldn't exist anymore. So there was a bait and switch. Title 28 was passed, creating a new court called the U.S. District Court. Remember, there was a court of the United States. Now we have United States District Court, a mirror image. Now, while Title 28 doesn't specifically tell you what its money is, it's dealing in international commercial notes, which means it's admiralty, period. And, you know, they say, a leopard doesn't change its spots. Well, the currency here is the Federal Reserve note, which tells you it's the creditor's court, number one. And number two, the oath of the judge changed. And this was imperceptible. I don't think anybody has ever seen this before we put it in the book. Now the oath of the judge is that he will adhere under the Constitution and laws of the United States. Notice that single word change from being in agreement with the Constitution, which means you had to agree with everything, including Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, gold and silver coins. Now he's operating under the Constitution, which would be the Commerce Clause. There's your admiralty, sir. Ron, do you have anything to add?
No, I think you did a great job, Robert.
All right.
Thank you.
Gary, I thank you for your call. Let's keep moving here. Mike in Minnesota. Hello, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't take this as being a foolish question, but everything in our country is based on the dollar, right?
Correct.
Everything. The taxes we pay, federal, county. Well, if the dollar goes belly up, how are they going to collect our property tax? I mean, are we free from property tax, or do we got to fight for our homes? I mean, what is it? If there's no dollar to base, because all taxes are paid in dollars, but if there's no more dollar, you know?
Well, you know, can I address that, Mike? The thing is that being aware of the illusion and being aware of reality is so important right now. The real money of accounts of your state and of the United States is lawful tender. That's your gold coins, silver coins, under the Mint Act. That's the real money. What we've been dealing with is currency, Federal Reserve notes, and we've been in debt ever since we've been dealing with them. I asked the question right from the start when the show opened up, how much do you have to be in debt before it's a state of emergency? $1 trillion, $7 trillion, $100 trillion. Well, as soon as you're $1 in debt, and this country has been into more than $7 trillion in debt, it's somewhere in the 30s or $50 trillion in debt, you no longer have wealth to support the laws of the United States. So it's an illusion that you're paying property tax. You're not paying property tax because you can't use the verb pay. You can only discharge one to another. And when I say discharge, you can only discharge debt. You pass debt around as though you're making payment, but in fact you're not. You don't own anything. And once you're aware of the illusion that the Federal Reserve note, I'm going to give you an example. If you sold your house for $600,000, every one of those dollars in that $600,000 is a dollar of interest to the creditor. That means the creditor owns $600,000 of that transaction. So you've only transferred that debt to someone else, or you received the $600,000 of debt, and the creditor actually owns that. So what paid off what in that transaction? Nothing was paid off. The lien only passed to you and to the opposing party that bought the house.
You have the illusion of owning your house. You possess it by privilege. You don't own it. And you mentioned the word dollar. I want to elaborate on that. Title 12, Section 411 tells us what a Federal Reserve note is. It is an obligation of the United States. and it further specifies that the note shall be denominated in dollars. Denominated in dollars. That doesn't tell you that the Federal Reserve note is a dollar. I mean, I could write on a piece of paper, a paper towel, 100, with an S and put a scroll through it. Is that a $100 bill? Well, that's denominated in dollars. Is it a dollar? No. The only thing in law to this day that's a dollar is a fixed weight of gold or silver that was weighed and stamped by the government lawfully.
And your monopoly money has the dollar sign on it.
It's denominated in dollars.
Yes, it's denominated in dollars.
All right. Anything else?
Well, I guess what if this has all been a fraud, I mean, the whole Federal Reserve note thing, I mean, they can't just take everybody's home.
No, they
can't. There's not enough military to do it.
Yeah, and Mike,
are they going to literally try to take our house?
No, Mike, they're not going to try and take the house. It's not beneficial. They want the property known as the 14th Amendment citizen, and that's what we are if we declare we're 14th Amendment citizens. They want you to maintain their properties. That's why, when you know how easy it is to get a loan if you're going to use it for construction on your house versus going around on a trip around the world? They'll more than likely give you the loan for the construction on your house to maintain your property than to give you, let's say, a $30,000 loan for traveling around the world. That's because you're maintaining their property. It's not yours. And that's what we're trying to get across in the book. Had it been yours, you would have to have paid actual money for it, lawful coin, gold. If you look at the Constitution of the United States, you'll see that money actually is gold and silver, and that the only power that the Congress of the United States has is to take that money, gold or silver, and shape it into coin of standard measures, of weights and measures. And you'll see on that gold coin the actual word dollar. So many dollars of gold.
Mike, I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, do you see a dollar revaluation here? There has been rumors out there, gentlemen, that it could happen possibly this month that, well, they have to re-denominate the currency because obviously it's so far upside down. And I'm seeing and hearing reports that, well, it'll be revalued, but it'll lose about two-thirds of its value.
Well, John, in the sense that you're dealing with one piece of IOU against another piece of IOU, I can see that happening because our IOU printing presses are just running night and day. So in that sense, yes, because you're dealing with this debt note versus that debt note. But in terms of solving the problem can't be solved as long as we're passing around another man's debt.
And it's very important to maintain the illusion. It's very important to make people believe that these things are real. It's very important to make someone believe that we have to pay an income tax because that makes money valuable, doesn't it? If we pull money out of the system, it certainly makes the rest of the dollars that are in system or the alleged dollars in system more valuable. That's the illusion. Make everything seem real to the American people. They'll fall for it. Hook, line, and sinker. And they have fallen for it.
And we'll
They haven't got a clue that they're not using money.
Well, and what happens when these people can't pay their income tax on last year's income because they have lost their job because of the recession, and I call it a depression. It's really not a recession. Or their job has been shipped overseas in favor of, manufacturing the goods overseas and shipping them back in. At this point in time, maybe people will begin to listen to what you are telling them, but they haven't arrived yet. They're still themselves living on an illusion and holding on to hope that, well, like the Wall Street bankers are telling everybody, we've turned the corner. Be happy. We'll be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that Joker to the thief.
The Joker must be United States Congress, and the thief, of course, being the Fed Reserve. Gentlemen, before we get too much further down the line, before we get out of here for today's program, Dr. Rowan, you wanted to bring something up, and I also wanted to see if we could fold the Reconstruction Act of 1867 in on this deal, and also the Administrative Procedures Act of 1948. While you consider that, by the way, Dr. Rowan, I just read your email that you had sent me. my Hotmail account was down for a couple of days, and I just now read your email. But okay. You are here, so obviously we made the connection.
Great.
Let's go to Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry.
Hello, John. I was not aware that you were having this program on every Monday, so now I'll make a point of listening into the program.
And tell your friends, I've been getting emails here that they've been emailing their trees to get them over here to hear what these two gentlemen have to say.
That's a whole other debate. I better not go down that road.
Okay. What's that?
I will agree with you that and I've said that before when your two guests on were saying everything must, at all costs, the illusion must be maintained. And I agree with you in the sense that the money situation, the Federal Reserve, the fake money is at the root of all these problems. If you can eliminate that, 95% of these problems would go away.
In a heartbeat.
So therefore it fascinates me. But when he started talking about the maritime law and tying this all together, oddly enough, now I don't know if there's any linkage there, but a thought that just came to my mind was that verse in the Bible where, you know, I don't know if Jesus is trying to tell us something, you know, hidden in that. I've heard this verse, you know, explained on several different occasions. I don't know if these gentlemen have made any attempt to make a tie-in with this or if there is a tie-in. But, you know, when he was in, went to Capernaum and he was asked if he paid the 2 drachma tax, which was the tax they had to pay for the temple. And then he, you know, Peter says, oh, yeah, he collects it. And then he says, unless they give him a fence, they first take the, he says, throw a hook into the sea and take the first fish that comes along, take the money out of its mouth and take that and give it to them for you and me. You know, again, there's maybe a, maybe the linkage is not there, or maybe I'm trying to grab a linkage that isn't, but, you know, he pulled the money from a fish, which is from the sea, which is maritime. And, again, I don't know, you know, if I'm grasping at straws here, but I thought that that was just interesting, that in, that thought and that verse came to mind, and these guys are talking about that very issue.
All right.
And Ron, run with it, please.
That is precisely on point, and he understood very well the different jurisdictions. And that's why he did ask Peter to go out to the sea, the commercial jurisdiction, grab the tax out of the belly of the fish, pull it from the mouth of the fish. For the first fish you pull in, which breathes and lives in the sea, you'll get that money from that jurisdiction to pay the revenue, which is Admiralty Maritime Law. He's right on point. He did know that. So I'm in agreement with you, Terry. That wasn't grabbing at straws. So that was very on point.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Great program. It's just thoroughly fascinating. I wish you guys would come to Austin and give a seminar. I would definitely go. I would pay for whoever wanted to come with me to. I'm hoping that's on the docket.
Well, please, as John asked you, please get this word out about our book and our website to everybody you can. We're willing to come on this show just as much as John will have us. Our goal is to educate people. We believe if enough people awaken to this, we will be able to take the nation back.
Well,
so please do your part.
I'm a little bit disagreeing with John on that, and I don't know, I haven't talked to him about it, but I've been beating my head up against the wall, John, with people, and I just can't make any headway. They see me coming, and they turn the opposite direction.
Well, and as I said earlier, people are more disposed to suffer than they are to confront the beast and have done with it. But that's exactly what has to be done because, gentlemen, I don't think there's any illusion here. If we do not solve this dilemma that we have found ourselves in, there is absolutely no future for this country and or any semblance of freedom or liberty or anything else.
Well, you know, John, that's the point. There's always an illusion of freedom. To make those who are in bondage without their knowledge believe that they're free is the greatest hoax you can play on them. You can laugh behind their backs and look at them and say, look at that guy. He's driving down the street. He doesn't know he needs my permission to do so.
Hmm.
That's the illusion.
Yeah.
Oh, look at, he's building onto his house. He didn't get my permission to do that.
Well, it was very interesting. Gentlemen, I had a court date last week. And this was over a traffic issue. A case had been resolved, but, they just got it onto the computer somehow. And I was subsequently arrested. Now, when I did show up in court, they didn't even put me on the docket. And the judge had asked, and there was had to have been 50 attorneys in there, most of them handling, things of contract. And the judge looked at me and he said, anybody's name that I didn't call? And I said, yeah, Your Honor, you didn't call mine. He said, well, who are you? And I told him. And he said, well, wait a minute. If you would have been here earlier. And I said, no, I was in this courtroom a half hour before you sat behind the bench. And he looked at me again and I was suited up. And he said, and by the way, you're an attorney. What are you doing sitting over there? And I said, I see no reason to insult me. I didn't insult you. I'm not an attorney. I'm not one of those people that are dealing in equity. And every one of those attorneys' faces turned to look at me. It was quite an interesting experience. We'll take the break, continue with your calls with Mr. Rowan and Mr. McDonald right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Gentlemen, it is always a talk show host dilemma as to phone calls versus information. But you will be with me for several more programs. So for right now, we'll continue with the phone calls. And thank you, Terry, in Texas, for your call. Let's go up to Wisconsin. Dave in Wisconsin. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
In the landmark Supreme Court case that dealt with commerce was the 1824 case, Gibbons versus Ogden. And would either one of your guests speak to that issue of what there's, because of the limitations on commerce in regards to the conflict that develops between commerce and jurisdiction abuse?
Okay. Gentlemen, are you familiar with the case?
Yeah, I have read it. The thing that one has to keep in mind when you're dealing in commerce, Dave, is that it is an undefined jurisdiction. It is, and I'll give you an example. Commerce Clause allows the government to create separate laws for those fleeing into the United States as those in the United States. For example, those coming into the United States may be granted benefits that were taken out of the taxpayers' money or pockets. They have the right, they not only have the right, they can implement and enforce those laws against the taxpayers. So we're dealing with, when we're dealing with commerce, we're dealing specifically in a jurisdiction that It is arbitrary law, and anything may go. But back in 1824, when the commerce jurisdiction was tried back then, there was a legitimate, lawful credit and debit system based on actual gold and silver. Today, we don't have that. We are dealing basically in IOUs and acting as though we're making payments, but we're not making payments. So the entire thing, 1824, does not apply today after 1933.
Well, as well then as now, though, there is, and I agree with you, that the commerce law opens that door somewhat, but that particular case defines the limitations on commerce, though, quite well in this area, that there was a 12-mile limit for Admiralty offshore.
Right.
And the interesting thing, and I really think this is one of the weak links in the enemy fraudsters' chain, so to speak, is Public Law 107-295 identifies a treaty that we are not a signatory to as authority for jurisdiction to enforce their extension of territorial jurisdiction. And Public Law 107-295, and the presidential proclamation that is identified within that is Presidential Proclamation 5928, where Ronald Reagan, in 1988, signed that proclamation where he identified the Law of the Sea Treaty, which is bogus. It's fraud on top of fraud. Oh, incidentally, I have a acronym for the Federal Reserve Notes, fraud. Federal Reserve Anti-Christian Usury Devices. How do you like that?
Love it.
Well,
the
usury issue is important. I want to make one comment, then I'm going to ask Ron to tell you what commerce was from the Lex Mercatoria, and he'll tell you what that is. But there's only two places in the Constitution that I could read, that I could find, where Congress was given any power at all to make regulations. And if there's another one, somebody can call and let us know. The first is the power to regulate commerce, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 3. Ron will tell you what commerce is in a moment. Article 4 gives Congress another place to make regulations. Article 4 says Congress shall have the power to make all needful rules and regulations respecting territory or other property of the United States. Now, if you're subject to a regulation or a law of commerce, a law of Congress, then you're either in commerce or you are dealing with or you are in possession of other territory or property of the United States.
But what is a
Federal Reserve Note? Reserve Note is an obligation, property of the United States that's leaned to the Federal Reserve Bank. So you're subject to all the territorial rules and regulations.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that the only laws that you or anyone else in the world is subject to are laws that uphold and support and defend the Constitution, or those laws are null and void on their face?
Yeah, but I'm going to try and get the illusion brought forward. The illusion is, and I go back to that birth certificate, why in 1916 did they want to make all the citizens throughout the states record the births of all their children? Because in that birth certificate, it actually says a United States citizen. That United States citizen relies on the 14th Amendment. That 14th Amendment relies on a statutory provision saying that it's created citizenship. And makes that citizen a subject to the corporate policies or regulations.
But is that voluntary or not in 1916?
It is voluntary. It is
all right,
voluntary,
then,
but everyone fell for it, hook, line, and sinker.
But I also want to add... You're arguing another subject. I'm arguing law, and you're arguing volunteerism.
Yeah.
I'm arguing law.
No, you asked me for volunteerism. I didn't bring it up.
All right. Well, I appreciate your response. And
I'm going to say further.
This is a great conversation you're having there. I don't want to get into the conflict between law and volunteerism.
No, what about commerce, Ron? We were going to define commerce for him out of the Lex Mercatoria.
Right. And I will. But I want to say this is a global problem. There is no country in the world that is using any commodity to back their currency. So it doesn't matter how far off the coast of the United States you are. It's all in this illusion of the monetary system, which is not a monetary system, but a currency. But I'm going to quote right out of the Lex Mercantorum as far as what commerce is. Commerce is, and this is how it's defined in the United States, commerce is that intercourse with foreign nations which is carried on from one country to another by means of navigation, either for the exchange of commodities or for the sale or purchase of them, through the medium of money. Commerce then has its basis in navigation and is supported by exports and imports. You understand what that means? We're talking foreign products that we import and export all the time. Are we doing it through navigation? Well, apparently we are, because we're under international contract. We're under the contract of the sea, the high Admiralty and Maritime contracts, contract on the high sea in a time of war or a time of peace. We're in war right now. So that's
the Lex Mercatorium, which was the defining instrument for the words used in the Constitution.
So you can see you have to have navigation involved in it. When's the last time you looked out on your roadway and seen the ocean? Unless you're right there on the coast. Are you floating out there? Well, I'm going to tell you are. Because that's where you were created. You're created in law, in statute, under the 14th Amendment. And law is common law when it's referred to. It's not commercial law. Commercial law is a whole different jurisdiction out at the sea.
I thank you for your call, Dave, and I can see where his problem is. And you've got to understand, when we are talking legal versus lawful,
yes,
there is a major, major difference. As you said earlier, Dr. Rowan, you said, look, you know, the IRS is legal. The Federal Reserve is legal. The Commerce Clauses are legal. Interstate, Uniform Commercial Code. All of what they've set up is legal, but it is not lawful according to the Constitution. You know, I've been running into a problem. I've got one gentleman that I've known for a number of years, and he is painting the founders as actually creating intentional loopholes in the Constitution to allow what is happening today. And I said to him, and I wanted to get him on the program, and he said, well, no. He said, you've got to hear a little bit more of what I have to say. And I said, no, I don't. I said, you can be a guest on my radio program. I don't necessarily have to agree with your contentions. I said, but understand this, that if we are dealing with the Republic and the Constitution, I said, we can always have amendments later that make this contract with the people absolutely ironclad. It is not a living constitution, nor is the abstract to that is, well, it's a dead constitution and no longer viable. These are what the people that are moving in these illusionary circles will always tell you. That
right. And I'm going to bring a point forward. You talked about the Reconstruction after the Civil War, basically.
Yes.
Look at all the amendments after the Civil War, and you'll see the amendments start off with, the Congress shall have the power. Well, these are new powers being added. You're not going to find these powers in the body of the Constitution. These were all created new powers. Well, who granted these powers? Prior to that, you won't see the Congress has the power to in any of the Bill of Rights or any of the preceding constitutional amendments prior to the Civil War. So you can see a whole new field of powers being granted to the Congress that the people themselves or the states themselves did not grant. They were just assumed.
Yeah, and it has been a hotly debated issue of whether Lincoln wanted Reconstruction or not. Of course, he wasn't around because he was assassinated. For reasons of dealing with the international gangsters, he decided that he wasn't going to borrow money from the New York money concerns for an interest rate of 25%, so he printed his own money.
Right.
And that,
then he was killed.
Yes, that's right. That is right. George in Texas. Hello, George. We're running out of time, and we've got many callers to go. Hello, George.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hi.
Hi.
You know, come with the 14th Amendment citizen. It wasn't the 14th Amendment supposed to be a freed slave after the Civil War?
You're absolutely on point. That's exactly what it was. That was its intent, because the free slave was never given any rights, not even by the 14th Amendment. Now, those who were not 14th Amendment citizens at that time had unalienable rights. But the 14th Amendment, read it from paragraph 1 to paragraph 4. There are no rights granted to that free slave. He just has a status at that point.
It's even worse than that. The 14th Amendment citizen got no rights, but he's now responsible for all the debts.
Yes. As well as all property.
The fourth clause.
Shouldn't property be responsible for debt?
Yeah, I got one more question. You there?
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I remember I lived in Florida. The city of Newport Richey decided they're going to get rid of all the clunkers on the lot. Where literally they were breaking in people's garages, pulling out the cars they were fixing up because they had no tags and all that. No tags, no valid registration or anything like that, but they were sitting in the driveway. And the thing is, and people said, they can't do that, it's my car, but yet we don't own the cars because the state holds the manufacturer's certificate of origin and they hold a bond. Am I correct?
That's correct. What organization was doing this?
The city of Newport Richey.
Okay. In Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't own the car. The state does. The manufacturer's statement of origin or certificate of origin really is the title. All you get is a certificate of title, which is an evidence of title, but not the title. You get permission to use the car so long as you pay the state their royalty each year for using their car.
And what advantage, if I may ask, while we're on the subject, what advantage is it to the state to hold on to that manufacturer's certificate of origin?
It gets to you have to register their property with them every year and pay a revenue on it. But also, as evidence, look at your pink slip or your registration and look where it says owner. You'll see the seal of the state in the highest position. It's printed, and your name is printed on top of it, basically, but it's actually under it. And it is dependent on that one concept of the flagpole. The highest flag, it's called, you mind if I say a word, it might not be appropriate, but it's called a pissing pole. The highest one, the highest dog, is the dog that has the most authority. And when you see that flagpole, if the United Nations flag flies above the United States, it's in higher authority. And if the state flag flies below the United States flag, it's in lower authority. Well, that's the same principle upon which your registration or your pink slip is pended on. You'll see that the seal is the proper owner of the car. You merely fall under that seal.
And by way of that, you have permission to have your vehicle inspected and taxed and everything every single year. You know, the question that I've been asked before, well, if this is just a registration, shouldn't that registration stay with the plates that were issued with that car under that vehicle identification number? And I thought, yeah, that would be a wonderful thing. In perpetuity until you sold that car off to somebody else and they'd have to re-register it, but that's not the game.
We have addressed some of these vehicle issues in the book where we show you that the word vehicle is the equivalent of vessel. Instead, this could have been considered a private car, but no, it's a vehicle / vessel. To get the book, you'll see that. Yeah, we did address this.
And while we're on the subject of where to get your book, and one of these days I'm going to have to carry this through our own store on the network, but how do they get a copy of the book? They own it all, including you.
They can go to our website, newpeopleorder.com. That's real easy to remember. Instead of New World Order, New People Order. And from there, they can get to Amazon. Now, at New People Order, they can also register to receive our free email updates. So periodically, as we're updating the remedy section, they will automatically get notice of that, and they can come to the website and download it.
All right. George, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you, John.
All
thank
right.
you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Adam in Illinois. Hello, Adam.
Hey, you guys got me?
Gotcha.
All right, I got a quick question. First off, thanks a lot, guys. You guys are doing a great job. Second off, I'm going to kind of throw you in a loop here. Have you guys heard of accepting for value?
I think that's that commerce straw man stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Now, you guys are talking about, does that have a lot of tie-ins with a lot of the straw man stuff? Because I've been following this and reading up quite a bit for the past 9 months or so. And a lot of it's making sense, and even what you guys are saying is all kind of like putting the puzzle together. And you guys have really, you know, come forth with a big piece. But I kind of feel that, you know, with the accepting for value, that is kind of our remedy for when they took our gold standard away, basically that we have the choice to discharge our own debts against the wealth of the nation. For instance, if you get a bill in the mail, they attach, because whoever creates a liability also has to give you remedy. And that remedy is a piece of remittance. If you ever get a bill in the mail and it, you got the check stub at the bottom, looks like a check, but it's actually a remittance, which you can accept for value in return for value, and the debt is discharged. And that is our personal remedy.
I'm not sure I agree with that, and I think Ron's going to elaborate. And Ron, you've got to give the phone number to get the book, too.
Okay. I'm just going to say, as we were actually not on a gold standard. I know it's a misnomer that's used out there. No, the people own the gold money of the United States. It belonged to the people. That doesn't mean we're on a gold standard. That has been money since time immemorial. We only used certificates so we wouldn't have to walk around with these heavy weights in our pocket.
And that's how the whole scam started in the first place, because the people that were in receipt of the people's gold figured out that only a certain percentage were coming back and actually retrieving their physical assets, their gold, so they started printing receipts for that gold.
Right. I understand that, but when the gold was confiscated, we had no more ability to pay, as you guys were saying.
Mm. Right.
Now, doesn't that give us, if I'm dwelling as a Commonwealth individual, not a 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, I am considered a creditor of this nation.
Well, that's
not the debtor.
That's the straw man, and I'm going to tell you what my opinion is on that, is that if you're insolvent and you're a debtor, you have no rights but what is granted to you by the creditor. Now, show me anyone who's produced the money or wealth to argue that. They're arguing under a Federal Reserve system, a debtor system. Do the debtors have
rights? But if
rights?
You can separate yourself.
Yeah, you can.
See, it's my understanding, and I'm not disagreeing or agreeing, because this is a huge learning thing for me. We were born here, and I had no choice, and there was all these options, and I got sucked into the system. But it's my understanding that even though I got sucked into the system, there is still the Commonwealth that exists dormant because no one knows how to use it.
Right.
Well, what we're trying to get through with the book. To be able to use it, you have to be solvent. You have no rights if you don't have property of your own, Ron.
It goes
but
even
as creditor,
than that.
Being
Adam,
born
Adam,
here and being a state citizen, doesn't that make me the solvent individual and the creditor?
No, sir.
That doesn't make you the solvent individual. What makes you the solvent individual, Adam, is arguing the fraudulent concealment that stole your wealth. That's called criminal conversion, Adam. Someone steals your wealth from you, and you know who it is, that's criminal conversion. That's fraud right
and,
there.
And 90% of the time, if you bring this argument up in front of whatever court you're in, unless you're there on a criminal issue, chances are the judge will invite you out of his courtroom in a rapid fashion.
Well, the reason I kind of bring this up is because I've been following a few gentlemen, and I actually threw an email to you, John, but like I just heard you say, your Hotmail was down for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some guys that are making a lot of headway. There's a guy, Winston Shroud, Tim Turner. I'm not sure if any of you have heard of them. But they're actually doing a great job at separating themselves out of this jurisdiction and putting themselves back in the Commonwealth by using these administrative processes.
There is only one problem with this. You can declare yourself a sovereign. You can break the Social Security contract. You can break the United States citizen deal. You can do all of that. But you are now a stranger in a strange land, because everybody that deals, every court in this country, I don't care if it's a muni court, a district court, whatever, a federal court, doesn't matter. There is no remedy for you. You are literally a stranger in a strange land, because you cannot walk into any courtroom and receive any sort of justice because of the subject matter we're discussing here. So it is one thing to separate yourself from that, but what are you now a citizen of? Your state? You're a sovereign? Who recognizes it? There's no court in this land that will recognize that. So you have just disenfranchised yourself from this matrix, and the matrix is what we want to pop inside out and get the common law status back.
That's what I'm getting at, is if you separate yourself, then you are no longer a part of their jurisdiction.
Well,
when you are not a part of their jurisdiction, they can't
try arguing that like Ed and Elaine Brown, and Elaine Brown just had another 35 years tacked on her IRS case. She is now a prisoner in a federal prison, and she got no remedy in the court system.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
It's not going to be an easy fight.
No, it's not.
It's a debtor's court system.
It
doesn't recognize even the lawful money. A coin, as Robert often examples, a coin was actually introduced into the accounts of the United States properly, into the accounts. They could not see it, a lawful coin. They can only see the commercial instruments that are owned outright by the Federal Reserve.
They're not going to make that admission. If they do, that sets a precedent, and they're in trouble. Adam, thanks for your call. Rodney in Illinois, we've got to move along here. Hello,
Hi.
Rodney.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Your guest, five, six times now in various shows. I'll hang up.
Find a sweet spot for your cell because you're fading fast.
Okay.
John, as he finds a sweet spot, Ron, can you give the phone number for people who don't have internet to get the book?
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, it's 1-866-308-6235. Again, 1-866-308-6235. You have to press option 6.
Okay, and I would, folks, and I would offer a suggestion here. Get more than one book, because this is a book that you're going to want to have. As one person said, I'm going to highlight, and I'll be referring back to it. These are one of the books that you loan out to somebody for a quick read, and you never get it back. It happens all the time. I thank you for your call. Rodney, please, if you would, sir, abbreviate this. We're running out of time.
Yeah, I'll make it quick.
Okay.
The land that I call home was homesteaded by some Germans back in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
It was in that family until my father purchased it via private contract, and then he gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Who owns my land? And secondly, having heard these gentlemen so many times now, and I'm curious, and having heard I don't know how many remedies in 17 years of following this various subjects, when will they get around to their remedy?
Well, gentlemen, that's a good question. We've got a battle plan. How do we enact it and win the war?
We actually started putting the remedies out, and we have many remedies. The first one of the remedies is when you really scrutinize how land was acquired in the United States, was all acquired by treaty, all under land patent. And land patent meant that the land itself could never be encumbered either by mortgage, by lien, by creditors, or anything else. We still have the land patents in place. However, they veiled it through the counties, through corporate counties, with deeds of this and deeds of that. You can raise your land patent, and to do so, you would, again, reclaim that land under the veils, and that land cannot be encumbered. You can't do it while there's a mortgage on your property, however.
Right.
This is not a legal advice, though. I'm just telling you the facts of the situation.
Rodney, have you read the book? He's gone. Okay. We have less than a minute left. David, if you've got a quick question or a quick comment. Hello, David in Nevada.
Hello, John. How are you?
Hi.
I've been listening to you guys, and to be honest with you, I keep hearing all this stuff going on, but what's the solution? I mean, I've been talking to people for the last 15 to 17 years, and nobody wants to listen about